Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. As you can see, we have our famous psychic medium, Utsava, with us here to get us updated about what is going on through these very critical times ahead of us. And she's actually got, in addition to really validating what's been going on, she's actually got some new predictions for us, if you would. So, So before we bring Utsava on, I do want to remind you, if you're on the channel for the first time, thank you. And if you haven't already, also just hit the subscribe button, like, comment, share, and most importantly, turn the notification bell wherever you're watching this, because this show now is on multiple places. So this is how you're going to get it, if you have subscribed and also turned on your notification bell. That's
and
how you'll be aware.
We're also on BitChute and UbTube, but what's going to happen now with all the videos from now probably till the election? We sent out a message yesterday saying we were going to keep them up for 24 hours, but that's probably not going to happen. So that's why it's critical that you click the bell so you get the notification, because the shows are going to go up for about an hour and then they're going to be taken down and listed as unlisted. But as long as you have the link to the show, you'll be able to share the show, watch the show. And it'll be like it's up there. You're just not going to see
it. You'll enjoy the show. Yeah, you'll be able to grab the link, though, which is good. So, with that being said, our good friend Utsava. Utsava, welcome. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Great. How are you? Something's got you fired up. Yes. And I am, like, so excited. I can't even wait to hear what you're going to say today.
Something has got you fired up. I know you had a lot you wanted to cover about. You wanted to actually validate what's going on. So let's kind of get everybody back up to speed if we can. Let's just dive right in. If we can get everybody up to speed with what's going on with the predictions that you have made previously, talking about the gold standard, gold and silver, some of the arrests that are happening in October, and the things that are going to get exposed before the election. So I'm going to flip it over to you and let you run with that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk. So, we had it confirmed that I said for several months now that the arrests are going to be happening in October before the election. So Joe Biden is going to be exposed. And I said Trump is going to run against nothing. I said this 4 months ago and for the last 4 months. And so basically, you know, I got this prophetic word, nothing, no one, nothing going on. I kept getting nothing going on. Do we really have a real election? No, it's just not even a real election. And then you had somebody on the other day, and Anna, Jean, I think, who actually confirmed exactly that. Mm-hmm. Right?
And the one thing I will tell anybody listening, that when you made that prediction that Trump will run against nothing, I am telling everyone, I don't care what anyone says, Utsava made that first. And I remember when you said it, I remember it vividly, because I was like, I don't even understand. What does that mean? He's going to run against nothing. Like, in my mind, I was hearing what you're saying, but it wasn't registering. And it actually took me like a little while to get it. And I didn't really totally get it until just very recently. But the fact that you were able to see that is absolutely, I don't care, extraordinary. I don't know how to this day, I don't even know how you got that.
Well, that's why she does what she does.
Yeah, that's why you're here and I'm here.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just this prophetic information. Usually when I make this type of predictions and I get this information, there's nothing like this in the news. So people go like, what is she talking about? No way. And what I'm going to say today again, it's like that too. It's going to be what? No way. You know? And then once it happens, a lot of people then say, oh, I knew it all along, you know? And they say, when they're the ones screaming, say, that's crazy, I don't believe that. But people who follow me for long, they know these things always come true. So sometimes we also, I have to say, and that's what I'm going to say today, but it also happening that those predictions always came true. But at the moment, maybe even they were supposed to come true, it didn't look like. Like, for instance, when I said Hillary Clinton is going to be executed on such date, which was February 28th last year, then in March, people said, oh, I just saw her on TV. And then it turns out it was, one was a pre-recording, and then another incident, it was a double out there. And so we had this whole thing with a double, and people didn't realize, hey, wait a minute, that is a double, and we have not seen her lately, and things like that. So it's not always an official announcement. It's like, here it is, I'm right, you know. I don't always get the kudo. I have a lot of fighting to do sometimes with people. Yeah, so no, I get a lot of that's yelling at me.
We're going to weed through it. So, and, well, listen, I mean, we're going to weed through it all. And actions speak louder than words, really. So, but I want to kind of go down the list a bit. We first, you and I had a conversation off there. And what's going on with JFK? Because I know a lot of people were expecting him to come out this last weekend. On the 17th of some sort. There was a lot of talk about him coming out over the last weekend. Have you got any vibe on that, or what you see on that?
Exactly. On the 17th, I didn't say he will appear on the 17th, and I never said when he's going to be announced. Mm-hmm. And I saw it as a possibility, you know, maybe something I don't see as possible. I kind of seen it for a while. In November, I seen something. But I didn't see him coming out then. A lot of people have predicted dates. I predicted some dates that he could be appearing at a rally or something, and he did. Not officially. I didn't expect it to be necessarily officially. So it's kind of funny how the fake news media and the trolls and the haters just use those examples where people get it wrong, which they mostly get it wrong, and discredit that he's actually alive and will be coming up. Use that instead of just saying, well, the person got it wrong, and it doesn't discredit if he's alive or not. Is he alive? Is he not alive? They never ask that. They just jump on those things and say, see, that's why it's wrong. See, that's why it's, he's not alive. That proves it, or something like that. Which doesn't really prove anything if he's alive or not. These people are just wrong with dates.
Are you saying then that you still think he is going to come out? Do you think it's going to be after the election?
Yes, I was going to come to that. Can we wrap up the previous predictions first?
Yeah.
Because I got some information on that.
Yeah.
But can we wrap up? Okay, so we had some confirmations. What was it we talked about? Okay, there's nothing thing got confirmed. Okay, the Trump announcement is nothing, that the arrests are happening this month. We got that confirmed before the election. And also, a lot of people have been saying that we're going to the gold standard in October. In October, all debt will be forgiven and gold and silver will jump, right, make a big jump. And I also, I expected silver to go up to, it was about $29. I kind of expected that. And then, we talked about that. And then I said it's going to come down again. And then I said, we're not going to the gold standard in October. And silver is going to go down again. It's not going to break out. And it's going to go down below $20 in November. Okay. And now silver is today at $24.74. Gold is at $1,909 right now. So it did not break out, did not go up, as we said. I mean, October is not finished, but so far that has happened. And then the arrests before the election. And then also, what's so interesting, I've also been there for a very long time. That the HCQ, mm-hmm. hydroxychloroquine, is going to be sold in a kit. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying that for over a year and a half, that it's going to be over the counter, it's going to be sold in a kit. And I've been saying recently it's going to be sold next year at pharmacies like Walgreens over the counter, by June, no later than June. And so the other day, those frontline doctors came out and they said it's going to be sold in a kit with zinc, with vitamin C, with vitamin D. Confirmed again, it's going to be this kit. Isn't that interesting? So that was also confirmed. Yeah. And then also another prediction that was actually true, that the stock market crashed a couple of times this year, and I said it's going to recover quickly, and it did. Mm-hmm. It's now also recently crashed again, and then it went back up. Mm-hmm. So that was also a prediction. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin has not broken now. It's 11,900. My prediction has been next year it's going to go way down. It's not yet next year yet, but it kind of stays the same. It has not broken out, as a lot of people said. So that was also
you say way down. So, you think it's going to go down to like half of what it is now?
Because yeah, I think like it's so funny, you know. I looked again and I kind of see this blurry picture of Bitcoin. Is it still going to be around? I was asking myself. That's kind of weird because I said it's going to go way down next year. Mm-hmm. Like it could be even $1,000 at some point. Remember when I said that? A few mm-hmm. hundred.
I forgot. You did say that.
Yeah, it's a long time ago I said that. And then this was a prediction for next year. But sometimes I have to look again and again and again, look at things confirmed, you know. Yeah. But I definitely see it, and I said that's recently like an 8,000, 7,000, 9,000 coming up. So it will drop. It will not break out. That was my prediction. But it hasn't happened yet. It's still kind of the same. Mm-hmm.
Do you think the crypto market's going to be going away? Do you think a lot of that's going to go away?
I mean, we are adopting blockchain technology. You know, I've been saying that for years, and that's definitely happening. Blockchain technology, quantum financial system. But it doesn't necessarily result in higher Bitcoin price, at least temporarily. It could be that it's going up and then it's going down and then back up. You know, it's just... For those who are investing and trying to make money, I will go gold and silver. So I've been doing that for years when it was half price. Yeah. Okay. So on stock market is good too. Stock market's gonna go up next year too. We said this for a while.
Right,
Trump said this too, so he must know.
He's confident in that.
He's very confident.
He must know. He would say if he wasn't sure. Yeah.
That's true. You know what? No, not for anything. That is such a true statement. He would not say that if he did not know that 100%.
Yeah, because he's a perfectionist. Right. He doesn't want to be wrong like me. I don't want to be wrong.
You know, I got to hand it to you, Atsava. You know, you've definitely been calling some shots there. So, you know, just really great job on that one. I want to ask you, if I can, about Joe Biden being exposed. So when we see it, when he gets exposed like this, and I know there's news about his son and everything, and they're talking about it, but when he publicly gets exposed, is this going to be something that is shown to us publicly in the media, like the mainstream media, Fox, any of those things that there's a Joe Biden gets exposed and he's part of this? And like, what is that going to look like for us to see?
Yeah, the New York Post has reported on it, and then they were banned on Twitter. Because they were reporting on it.
Yeah.
And then the fake news media, the mainstream news media, never acknowledged anything, you know, and that's really the problem. And also, I predicted that the fake news media is going to get dismantled next year. It starts with NBC News. They're going to be pretty much shut down. And then CNN, all this news media. But yeah, the news media is not covering it. So I heard a lot of people don't even know what's going on with Joe Biden. It's not really in the news. It's not only New York Post really talk about it. Maybe Fox talks about it.
Right, but that's so true. A huge part of the population doesn't even have a clue what's really going on with Joe Biden.
Exactly. And that's where, they're supposed to be, most likely it's going to be an emergency broadcast, like this blackout we talked about that's coming up on November 3rd. I mean, it's been predicted by Anons for like 2 years that's going to happen, and then 10 days of darkness or similar.
That's
and there will be some sort of a broadcast by Trump.
I'm sorry. So are you saying that the
It's weird. I just got the date, November 3rd, and that's what they said, an election day, there will be some sort of a emergency broadcast, and I got that date too. You know, I got some other dates. It was October 25th. There might be something or around October 25th, and then on the 9th and 10th. So maybe it's going to go be a 10-day phase. But I think there will be some sort of a public announcement. What is that? Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see.
Oh, yeah.
We were not.
Oh, okay, it's black.
Are
it's black here. I don't know why it's black. Yeah. But okay. Keep going. They always retaliate. They always have to do something. It's a deep state.
Remember, you love Biden.
That's
every time your screen goes back, I love Biden.
I hate Trump. Trump is a bad guy. So maybe it comes on.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, they always retaliate, you know, like little children. Then.
That would make sense, though, in terms of the timing for something such as a blackout to occur. I mean, maybe because everybody knows Trump's going to win, And then when it does get announced, it could just cause absolute havoc. So the best thing to do is to yank the plug to try to keep everything simmered down, so to speak. Because if you're not seeing all these riots and fires going on across the world, you know, other people wouldn't be fueling into the news media. So it might be a blessing in disguise if something like that happens.
So for some reason, I see chaos around the election, and there will be some sort of an announcement made by Trump, an emergency broadcast, you know, like they've been talking about this, and I think it's most likely coming up, like 95% chance, and there will be some sort of an announcement, and the truth will be known, you know, that we have been hijacked by a criminal enterprise, and you know, they've been undermining us and lying to us, and they're criminals and things like that. So it looks like it's coming up, okay, and that everybody gets that information. All the other news is kind of shut down temporarily.
You know how long, if they do the blackout on the 3rd, do you have an idea of how long it's going to last for? Like, would it be days, weeks, hours?
It could be a couple of days. It could be both. I think it depends a little bit what's going to happen. There's going to be some sort of chaos. There will be riots or retaliation by the deep state. It just depends a little bit what's going to happen. The military is going to be on the road. They try to do it as less, at least traumatic as possible.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
The military on the road would do that.
Yeah. So basically, it's going to depend on how bad they retaliate. Well, depends
exactly on, like yeah, exactly there's a range how it can go, but mm-hmm. apparently I got the picture there's some sort of an announcement coming up, okay, and that goes to the next question, and that may involve also JFK Jr. Okay, so the information, so I go to the information I was getting, the prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, please. Yes, now.
A little delay.
Okay. JFK Jr. will be VP. We have been saying that for 2 years, right? And so what happened is Mike Pence has colluded with Paul Ryan against Trump. There were some treasonous acts, and there's some criminal punishment for him for that. And so they made a plea agreement that he will basically stay in there as long as necessary until JFK Jr. comes along and will then be VP. And we've been, you know, covering that for a long time. And so what I got after, sometime after November 3rd, you should be seeing JFK Jr. as a VP. Okay, but then I was, you know, then I was thinking, what if they again, like my other predictions were like that too, maybe it's not public then. He's VP, but nobody really knows. And, you know, he has been coming out and wearing a face mask too, JFK Jr. And he was dressed up as Fusco. Some people say he's dressed up as the security guard. You know, they have like this face mask where you look exactly identical like another person. Or, you know, or Mike Pence. So I thought to myself, what if that happens? But I see him basically VP after November 3rd, let's put it this way. And he should be announced then, like maybe on the November 10, 15, ideal situation, like 95% chance will be announced then and before end of this year, for sure. That's what I got.
So let me ask you, that's awesome, thank you. So let me ask you a question with the whole JFK thing. Does the possibility exist, number one? Is it the real, authentic JFK that everybody knows and loves, number one? Or could it possibly be a clone version, but a good clone version, or a double, or somebody, or a double that actually has taken on the persona and the energy of how the public would perceive JFK to be?
No, there's nothing like this going on. And it's going to be JFK Jr. He will be VP after November 3rd, and it's coming up. You know, I mean, the only reason why it wouldn't show I mean, I know it's coming up, is that he maybe he has his face mask on, and then it looks like it's still pants in there. Maybe they do that for a couple of months. But he is, and they actually showed Trump at the rally the other day.
Yeah.
And there was a person sitting in the car and waiting. Why would there somebody be sitting in the car and waiting? And he looked like JFK Jr. too. That's what I got. Okay, that's what I got. The concrete prediction on timelines.
Can I when ask is this real gonna, quick? Because you know, there's a lot of stuff going around that Kayleigh, the press secretary,
is his daughter.
Is his daughter number one? And then yesterday, where the first rally that he was at yesterday, he brought her on stage.
You know what this probably is? What this is with the press secretary? That she could, there could be something going on with this face mask thing. And you know what I got? I get goosebumps by saying that. I got another prediction I want to say. Chulna Song, okay, Chulna Song. We have been saying he's a free man since December 2017. And so what's going on, that these are, these documents that came that's been coming out, okay, these documents have been coming out, they are all Chulna Song's documents, like those emails coming out, and he introduced his evidence in February, and it was in the news that Trump gave Chulna Song a plea deal, offered him a plea deal in exchange of testimony, and we predicted that would happen, okay, and that has happened. Chulna Song has been a free man since December 2017, and all these arrests have been just a smokescreen, and he was recently arrested in order to be extradited to the United States and introduce the evidence, these famous Modesta emails and so on.
Right.
And the evidence we're talking about that now, the anti-Russian hoax, were actually the Bidens, the top players, the top orchestrators were actually the Biden, was actually Joe Biden, okay? And then Trump has made some encrypted tweets, and he tweeted that the other side, something with the other side, and how I understood it is that people who have been executed, such as Obama and Hillary Clinton, have actually given testimony on that, but they have actually stated that it was like the big player behind was actually Joe Biden, behind the Russian hoax. And so all this evidence we're seeing right now, that's all from Chulna Song, from WikiLeaks.
So everything we're seeing, like with Hunter Biden, everything it's that's coming out, it's Julian all coming Assange. From Julian Assange right now?
Yes, exactly. I mean, of course, the NSA had the same evidence, but it's not official, you know, you had to bring it official, so he submitted it, and that's been surfacing. So that's his work, so to speak. And so Chulna Song, Chulna Song, okay, is the prediction, will be working at the White House, and he will be Trump's press secretary.
Julian Assange will be
Trump. Oh my God, that's huge.
Is that WTF you were telling me about the other day? That's that, huh?
That's a mind.
Yeah, it will be Trump. That's what I got. That's what I got.
Press secretary. Okay, there's your title.
There's the title of the show,
title of the show, everybody. Julian Assange, press secretary. That's fascinating.
Oh my God.
So
wow, that would be
that's what I got.
Would be incredible.
How does he actually get that information? So like for example, like how does he get how does they even get that detailed information about this where they have full access to it? Hunter Biden's laptop, other John Podesta's, like all this stuff. How did they actually get that? Or did they just hack the servers? Is that what they're doing?
So people have submitted it to him, you know, like secretly submitting. It's like Seth Rich, for instance. He has submitted his emails to him, you know, those famous emails and things like that.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
They just, people work in the agencies, they just submitted to WikiLeaks Chulna Song, and it's not illegal for him to publish those things. Mm-hmm. And then it's legally published, you know, then they have the evidence. So yeah, but I got that, and I think it's possible he was wearing a face mask at the rally we're talking about, as the press secretary, the one who's in there right now, just basically looking like her, but it was actually him. So, you know, with the face mask, it can look exactly like somebody else. And he has kind of the same type of body.
He has a girly figure.
Oh, I want to make sure.
He has a girly figure.
Hold on a second, because I want to make sure I understood what was just being said there. Were you thinking that Julian Assange came up on stage as Kayleigh McNamara, and but had her mask on? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
I think that's possible.
Well, you know,
well, I'll tell you one thing. Julian Assange.
That's why he brought her on stage.
And heels.
Yeah. Exactly. See, it's one of those predictions that I got this clear. Now, if after November 3rd, okay, let's say in December, it looks like the secretary knows Julian Assange, don't scream at me, okay? He could be wearing a face mask pretending to be her. Now, it sounds crazy for some people, but it has happened before. So, JFK Jr. dressed up as other people, like as this CIA agent and stuff like that. So, that's the only way I see this prediction, maybe not surfacing right away, but he will be a Trump press secretary. I got this very clearly. And you know how many times I got this type of predictions, and every single time it was 100% correct. So there's never a guarantee, but that's what I got. It's going to be JFK Jr. and Julian Assange working at the White House after November the 3rd.
Wow.
That would be something beyond extraordinary.
Will they eventually, do you get a vibe if they will eventually actually show themselves as the physical bodies of Julian Assange and JFK Jr.?
Absolutely. Just when the time is right. You know, this is all about the retaliation. They don't want more riots. They don't want more shooting hoaxes and things like that. So they have to be careful how they're playing. So perhaps they're going to have a mask on. I mean, that's possible as long as necessary, you know.
How do they
make these predictions, and then when the time came,
how do they do it with the...
And then when the time came, it was like, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
How do they do it with the voice, the vocal cords, the you know, especially if it's like a live event, or would it not be so much in front of a live event?
I mean, when you speak in a microphone, I could speak in a microphone, I can sound like Michael Jackson, like Hannity, like anybody. You know, they have this voice technology, like voice over technology. They have all kinds of technologies for that. As long as you speak in the microphone, you can sound like anybody else. You could be singing and just singing blah, 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 and then sound like Whitney Houston, you know, or somebody.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because she came out, made an appearance, and it... It was very short. It was like just enough to pump the living daylights out of people. And it was like a wham, bam, literally like less than 2 minutes, maybe like 10 sentences on the high side.
So is it going to be kind of like surprise, like that kind of thing, like pull out the mask, or like how do they even? Okay, so I understand one thing's going to be like, we don't want to freak everybody out and shock them.
Well, that would do it.
But won't that kind of freak everybody? You know what I mean? Won't that kind of like, you know, put everybody like, what the hell's going on here? You know, especially if you see Julian Assange and JFK Jr. together as exactly.
They will choke. They will absolutely choke when they see that, you know. They will absolutely choke. And it's possible that the previous press secretary, she and Julian Assange both are going to do it, at least for a while. The press secretary thing, it's going to be both. Mm-hmm. And maybe they, you know, take turns, and maybe he has a face mask on, because I didn't see her giving up the position right away. Mm-hmm. And you know, Trump is very flexible with those positions. It doesn't mean that they're going to stay in this position forever. Mm-hmm. Like maybe Julian Assange even gets down the road a different position. Maybe she gets a different position, things like that. So they just kind of also see how it goes. You know what I mean? It's not, nothing is written in stone. But so far, for the time being, I think both are still going to be press secretary.
Both are going to be press secretary. So,
That's very interesting.
It's going to
be awesome.
You know, I mean, you got to allow for the possibilities, I think. You know what
Nothing is off the table in terms of the realms of possibilities. Everything is possible, and you know what? I wake up every day and expect a miracle.
That's why we say we hope you woke to a most miracle morning.
Mm-hmm. So anything is everything is possible.
Utsava, can I ask a question? Did you have another one that you wanted to say? And I had a couple questions for you.
Yeah, she's holding on to something. I could tell just by the look in your face.
Yeah, what else you got?
What else has got? Are you holding on to something else?
What else is going to say? Okay, so yeah, that's pretty big. Yeah, Trump actually said, okay, Trump said in a recent rally, there are two people that have been secretly helping him. And that's JFK Jr. and Julian Assange. And we already knew that. We talked about that for years, you know, that those two people have been helping him. JFK Jr. and him, they made this plan for 20 years to do this, to drain the swamp. And Julian Assange has been secretly helping him. We said that. That's not, that we know it's both. But then I got like, hey, wait a minute, he's going to, why would he even say that? We know who he means. I mean, I know who he means, he's talking about. And then I go, oh my God, he's going to be work advisor. It's going to be so, I just got this information. Just don't ask me how I get it. I just know.
Okay.
Wow.
And then, so yeah, that's pretty big. It's one of those predictions, you know, I've made over the years, and it's like people go like, what? No. And then I got some other information. Yeah. The former Illinois governor, just the governor of Illinois, he's in pretty big trouble. For treason, bribery, etc., and the governors in general, like also New York governor, Nevada governor, and other governors, also Virginia and so on, they're in pretty big trouble for treason, bribery, and stuff like that. So they're going to be arrested or have been arrested. Their plea deals in place and stuff like that. So there's charges coming up for that. And also for the nursing homes thing that they did with the nursing homes, like Cuomo, like he forced him to take Corona virus infested patients, and they would infect everybody, and then everybody would die.
Is he going down, Cuomo? He's going down.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all going down.
And then, what's that? I'm sorry, because I thought you said you were talking about the governor.
I'm talking about the governor.
Right. I was thinking. Oh, wait a minute.
The governor, but
also the brother. That's what I thought. So are both the Cuomos, or how do you pronounce his name? Are they both going down?
Both Cuomos, yeah. Exactly, both. Yeah, okay. They're all in trouble. But there's also some people's plea deals are in place, others are arrested or will be arrested or charged or have been already charged, will be more charged. They're all going away eventually. You know, maybe seen doubles, clones out there at the moment, or, you know, but they're definitely going to be charged, you know. And it's not official, you know. I would like to see some official handcuffs so I don't have to explain it to people. Yep. But we're gonna know the truth eventually. So, and then I also got some information. So we are going to the quantum financial system, okay, and then I talked about this year that student loans are going to be forgiven, and other debts, some, and we have seen a lot of student loans forgiven, and I said private as well as federal. Everything is going to be 100% wiped out. If you have a private student loan as well as federal, they're going to go away. And then I got also, I said this previously, that there's going to be some debt jubilee the next year, but I do not believe that all debt is going to just be paid off overnight, even though in theory that's supposed
You've
to happen,
always
but
said
that's
that.
Not what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's more like phases. But what I got, student loans 100%, and what it looks like, car loans 100%. And some credit cards, car loans, believe it or not, yeah. It looks like to me car loans 100% and student loans 100% because Trump wants everybody to have a car, right? So, and then home loans, I'm not getting that they're going to be forgiven. And, or maybe there's a solution down the road. I just don't see this overnighting everything wiped out.
When do you think the public will learn about the credit cards and the car loans being gone?
Will it be an announcement? I want to follow up with that question. Will it be an announcement, Utsava, or will it be kind of like they just look at it, it's gone, kind of thing?
Yeah, that's what's been happening. It just all of a sudden falls off.
Just going to without comment.
Some people got the letter from Trump, you know, about it. It's like, they got a letter from Trump. Mm-hmm. It just every debt is a little bit different. The banks are different. Yeah, some credit cards. I did get the information also a swipe. There will be a swipe, you know. But I'm still not sure, or I don't see 100% swipe all across the board. Everything forgiven. Mm-hmm. You know, but I did see something about the swipe, and then I got 100% car loans, 100% student loans, and it should be 100% car loans, and then some credit cards. But the problem with the credit cards is there's a lot of people that just always buying stuff, and then they would just charge up the cards again, you know, so they're aware of that problem. So I see more like different phases and so on. As I get more information, I post it, but that's what things are going to be wiped clean. But not everything. That's basically what I got.
The relief checks, you know, the relief checks that...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Will they be retroactive from... When did they stop?
I don't know. I have no idea. Whenever they stopped, you know, 2 months ago. They're still working on it, right?
Yeah. So once Trump picks that back up again, will it be retroactive from the past months?
Which relief checks?
You know, the ones that we were talking about before, that they're like stimulus checks.
The stimulus checks.
Yeah, that they're sending people. Or
disposable. The $1,200?
What's that?
The $1,200?
Yes. The $1,200 ones that the Democrats have been holding up. Once that restarts again, will it be retroactive from when it stopped?
What do you mean when it stopped? The stimulus check was sent out like a few months ago.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. not when they have the checks, apparently what was
starting
said, are they gonna start sending out checks to everybody again? I guess how's that for a real question?
Yeah, before end of the year, so you're gonna get another check.
They're gonna start doing it again. Now is it gonna be like an ongoing thing, or is it gonna be a one time like a stimulus check kind of thing?
There's going to be another stimulus check. I believe it's going to be higher than 1,200. It could be 5,000. It could be 3,000, something like that. It would be higher. And then next year, there's going to be more. There's going to be, I also see a kind of, you know, it's in the Senate right now for 2 years, a $2,000 payment each month for 2 years for people. And they're also talking about a general income. You know, the country can really afford these things. Mm-hmm. I think something is in the works in regards to that. A lot more money. Then I see $10,000 checks. I said this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. $50,000 checks. So lots of money coming to people next year. Okay. Yeah, starting next year. And then retirees are going to do a lot better. So if you only get like $1,200 in or $800 Social Security, give it another year or two, and you're going to do a lot better than that.
You can do a lot better than that. So when the election happens, so Trump runs against nobody, so he wins the election. What about the Senate and the House? Will that be taken over by the Republicans, or will the Democrats have any type of control over any one of those parties?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So when Trump wins the election, will the Senate remain with the Republicans, and will the Congress remain with the will Congress go to the Republicans, or will the Democrats still have their hands? Will they have control over either the Senate or the Congress?
Okay. So they have control over the House right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting, you know, that they lose everything, and they will be smaller. Democratic Party will be smaller, and I see the Republicans winning and taking over.
Just all the way through Senate, Congress, presidency, all the way through, huh?
Mm-hmm. Eventually, I mean, I don't know where the, you know, when the dates are, but they're losing across the board, especially when the truth comes out more and more. Yeah, and now they're tracked down on voter fraud. That's another prediction we made that they would do this time around, and they're tracking down. You know, they found all this. Ballots, they have been stolen and they've been thrown away and all that. So that's all coming out, and people have been charged for that. So
what about, tracking down what and about all that, so. The Mitt Romneys that are still floating around in the Republican Party? Are they gonna be still lingering around, or are they gonna be gone as well?
Mitt Romney has been arrested.
Mitt Romney's been arrested.
Okay, well, maybe that's why we haven't seen him.
Well, so my back, I had probably an ankle bracelet for a while because, you know, he this thing with the boys, you know, and so he's actually gay, you know. Oh, I think you can say that. It's nothing to be ashamed about, you know, so.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's what I see about him. Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you, Mutsava, and thank you for sharing this with us, and thank you for getting us up to speed of what with the predictions and upcoming ones too. So I want to ask you too about this week right here that we were in. So you had just such a massive attack on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and also YouTube. So everything's set down there. So after the election happens, and I from how I understand it, they're supposed to pass a law which they if they do this, they censor like this, then they're put in a different category. Will they start shutting down after the election or disbanding? Or let's say, for example, they pass the law, will people be running back to, let's say, the YouTubes, the Twitters, and the Facebook? Because I know a lot of people are leaving them right now. Is that going to be a temporary fix, or do you think they're going to be running back if any of those, like I said, YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter start to accept the content that they're currently censoring people for right now?
I said this a long time ago. I don't think YouTube will change. I think they will be doing it and will be eventually probably shut down. Because I don't think they will change. They will and they can also outsource a lot of programs. They do the algorithm and the censorship. They can outsource that to China. So through the back door, I think the government technically they cannot always grab everything, how they do stuff, you know, how they censor you. They don't with the artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't see them changing. And also Facebook, I don't see them changing.
You don't see them changing. So, and do you think though that you still feel like they're going to actually go away? Do you think that they're just going to eventually just kind of crumble, or do you think they'll still have an existence of some sort?
Most likely, I think they're going to be shut down. YouTube is going to be shut down. I said this for a while, and that's what I got. I know we don't want to shut it down, but you have to at some point because they're just abusing their power. They're so evil. I've been shut down so many times. It's such a pain, you know. They create so much pain in people to upload the videos, then they block you uploading it. It takes you days, you know. They're so evil.
Yeah, no, it's a nuisance, and I know a lot of people just actually got whacked this week. So,
so
really, I think everybody does need to really just kind of be big boys and big girls and move on, pretty much, right?
Let it go,
right? Let YouTube, let Facebook, let Twitter go and move on and find new homes, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they will have to have something else in place that's similar, you know, and maybe there will be a transition time. You know, it's a shame, but
it sucks,
but there's only so much they can do legally. You know, they arrested some people and then they're doing something, but it never really works. They always find new ways to censor you. I mean, also the numbers on the videos, it shows 30,000. It's like a million or something on our channels. Yes. You know, you I sometimes 1,000 comments and it's just 20,000 views. That's not even possible. 1,000 comments, you get like 150,000 views. I see also other astrologers, they have like 200 comments and they get 50,000 views. I have 1,000, I get only 20,000. It's not even possible. Yeah. You know, we get about the same comments and things like that. I mean,
you.
I've been censored the most. And those channels, they shut down. I think they have not been shut down before. And they had hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And it takes so much work to build that up, you know, to upload these videos and all that. And poof, gone. It's so much work to re-upload them somewhere else, especially because they slow down your internet and they're blocking the uploads. I mean, at least they do it to me. You know, it's really a pain.
It's
mentally, financially, and physically draining.
It really is.
It's so mean. You know, you don't do anything wrong. You don't get a strike. You just shove you down. Poof, gone.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a strike anymore. It's just shut down.
Yeah.
That's just shut down. Wow, this is just crazy. Crazy, crazy times. And we've been talking about this forever. And it's just actually, you know, we've been talking about all of this for months, right? And all of a sudden, it's just, we're just seeing it unfold.
Uh-huh.
We're just seeing it unfold, just how it is. So, you know, wow. Oh, my gosh. Anything else? Any other good stuff you got from us?
That was
Let
a lot.
Me see. That's a lot. That's a lot. Lot. Yeah.
That's my sign, everybody. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot means I'm done. I'm done with you right now. So, all right, everybody. That is our famous psychic medium, Usava, there. So, Usava, you know, I have to ask you there. And we'll have a link there because everything's kind of new. Where can people find out and connect with you?
I mean, the easiest way to get my links is on my website, www.utsava.net. And I'm on When We Go One, We Go All. But that link actually is the link. So it's really hard to get on the website. I've been posting there. But you can find me on the app. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook and on the Patreon. And if you want to have a reading, I'm booked up about 6 weeks right now. Please visit my website for more information.
Okay, usava.net, everybody, and you'll find out everything you need to do. And I know a lot of people are actually commenting. They're super excited about getting their readings from you. So everybody enjoy that. That's our good friend, Usava. Thank you so much
for coming
in and sharing this while with us. It's always good to see you. Thank you, everybody, for bringing us in your homes today. We appreciate that. So, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
And together we'll turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.